Many people ask what to expect in the future from West Nile virus. All indications are that the virus is here in North America to stay. Because of the complex ecology involving birds, mosquitoes, variations in climate, and local environments, it's not possible to predict what might happen in any particular mosquito season. But it is best to think that we will continue to see human cases, with areas of activity possibly changing from year to year. It is also likely that health authorities and scientists will learn more about the virus and how it affects people and animals. You can always get the latest information about West Nile virus through local and state health departments and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Authorities will continue to monitor the virus, often referred to as surveillance, and the people, birds, animals, and mosquitoes that are affected. Because this virus is so new to North America, only having been recognized here in 1999, these monitoring activities are important to help scientists understand how the virus will behave in this environment. A great deal of research is underway by scientists in government, universities, and industry to further our ability to prevent and control West Nile virus. So, how should people think of West Nile virus? This is a health threat that we should take seriously. People over age 50 especially need to be on their guard about prevention. The good news is that there are steps that people can take personally, at the household level, and in the community to reduce the risk of infection.